Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Friday program. This is VBS Radio, if you don't know that. And this is the Creation Lightship Healing Program. And tonight and Friday, we sometimes go into the paranormal issues, although basically probably living here is paranormal anyway. But we'll see what we have tonight. And if you are out there as a time-traveling soldier, and you'd like to comment about something, that'd be wonderful. You want to send in something to CLS Questions, you know, sentence or two. It's been pretty hot and heavy the last 3 weeks. So you may feel something, see something. Who knows? So here we go. Let's clear the date. So today is 8/26/2016. So that's August. 26/2016. Let's release that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy, and 5. So that must be going on. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And in paranormal, maybe you have seen some of the, you know, important people, headliners on the news. Maybe you see them kind of falling apart or something. You might want to comment on that, too, if you've seen something going on out there. If it's a person that's high priority, you know, out there, we won't give their name, but if you happen to see, like, a man or woman or something, hopefully it'd be a man or woman. I saw an alien on the news yesterday. Boy. They look pretty weird, you know. Well, if you saw that, too, that's great. But hopefully it'd be one or the other, not the third, but you never know. So anyway, if you have seen something going on that you want to comment about, you can also send that into the program here. People like to know about that. So here we go. Let's clear the date one more time, because it's kind of heavy today. This is Friday. So here we go. 8/26/2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels better. Now, if you notice, you're in the now, and we do that light a heart drop at the end of the program. And just notice that you may not feel too much during that last part of the show because you're already, you know, in the now listening to us. And so the instructions that we give, in a sense, is just for you to know how to do it. So when you're not listening to our programs, you need to get back into the now. So let's bring in the light beams now. And again, you want to bring them up on your monitor screen, one or more of them. Maybe you have a big TV with a big light beam in your room right now. So here we go. We're going to bring the energies into you. So in peace, stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. And next, let's... think of an issue that you're dealing with. Typically, normally it's emotional stuff, but it could be physical. And let's try to release that one program away from you. So you have to think of one thing, and that one thing will just give you one particular scene, one experience. And you may have a million of them, but the one that you're looking at, we're going to release. So here we go. And I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And we'll see if our co-host is there. Are you out there tonight, Ann?
Hello, Ron. Yes, I am. And good evening and welcome, everyone listening. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron Amatron, of course, is our host. If you have not been to Ron's website after the show, you'll want to check that out. It's creationlightship.com. As Ron said, it's Friday night, and traditionally this has been the paranormal night. I often think everything we talk about just about is paranormal on these shows. So we have a lot to talk about tonight, a lot of interesting announcements for tonight. And, Ron, I know that thank you, I wanted to say, for clearing the date, because I had to take myself off the line. I started coughing so hard, and then when you came back and said it was heavy, I appreciated hearing that. So I don't know what was going on this day, but it's not good to be on a radio show and you're having a coughing fit. So pretty much you cleared 2, 6, and 8 for us, because those, I noticed there's, you know, a couple of sixes, a 2 and an 8. You never clear 0, Ron. Do we need to clear zeros, or do they not matter?
I normally don't clear the zeros. I don't know why. Maybe they don't have that much energy in them. We'll just find out. So here we go with the 0, everybody. See if you're affected by it. And if you want to send us something, a yes or no, that'd be great. I'm going to clear the 0. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I didn't feel too much, so I don't know. We'll see what other people sense on that one. So back to you.
Okay, great. Somebody wrote in just now, have noticed and felt less alien presence just recently. So that's really, really good news. Maybe you could give us a little update, Ron, on the Earth. Is the Earth, first of all, in alignment? And also, do you have the light switched on or off? And could you tell us that and then maybe explain it a little for new listeners?
Yeah. So the Earth right now is fine. There's nothing going on with it where it's crooked or tilted or anything like that. It looks perfectly fine. As far as the light's turned off now to the planet. So everything is being that's here is using its own source energy that would be with it inside of itself. So the trees have source energy. It's using that. They normally probably do not ever pull anything outside of themselves into them. Everybody that has a spirit will say, or soul will use that term, already has it with you. So you should be feeling pretty good. It's not going to draw anything else to yourself. So it's sort of like a pre-ascension energy in a sense, because the light cannot stick to something if it's not here. So you may start to feel the energies drop off around you, maybe energetic cordings, etc. So you're just running on your battery packs, and that's doing fine. That's the way it's supposed to be. And you should be feeling pretty good. So that's all I can say. The source energy, I have no inkling of when it could be turned back on again, if it will be. I think it'll probably be off for the duration here. So that'll help people out. So back to you.
Great. And on Wednesday's show, or recently anyway, you asked for people who were enlisted into the fighting forces, the special forces that are time-traveling soldiers that are saving the planet right now, if there's anyone who had any information or saw anything that was going on. And we did have a response to that, Ron, from someone who is a great participator with all your calls and shows, and lucky us, he's a seer. So he wrote in to say, I saw little 2.5-foot alien creatures jumping up and down in the battle. They had animal and human type faces and bodies.
Okay, that's a true hybrid then. The test tube, test tube creature, it sounds like. Wow. Okay.
And right, so if anyone else has anything that they have noticed if they're enlisted while fighting, we would enjoy hearing about that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, what's next?
Okay. We have a couple of things from a listener. I was glad to know, as Ron indicated in a February 10th archive, that the lightship has come into people such as saints in the past. I presume the same could be said of some yogis and masters in India, China, etc. I tried to introduce a friend to Ron, but she remains committed to Zen Buddhism. It seems hard to tell the difference between a sort of mind-generated enlightenment and real enlightenment from true source. I thought that was very well said. Could you speak to that a bit, Ron?
The difference is once you get into the present moment, and then you're not thinking, you're not connected to programs making you think, to analyze, and then also from there, as you're analyzing something, then you have the emotions with what you're analyzing. So if you just tell the person to do the mind a heart drop, or you do that for them, they'll see a big difference on it. But mentally, you know, if you go down the mental road, you're probably not going to see much of a difference or sense it or feel it, except source energy will not give you a physical sensation. But there is a big difference to it. That's why you do the mind a heart drop. So a lot of people who discover the mind a heart drop, they don't know what to think about it at first because they've been doing their spiritual practices for their whole life. From what I could tell from most people, because I'm seeing older people, and once they do the mind a heart drop once, they look a little strange because they have never had peace in their meditations. Or if they have, it's taken them so long to do that they just wasted a whole day or something, or maybe they went on retreats. And to do it within 20 seconds, it would be kind of, in a sense, you know, mind-blowing to a lot of people because it's so simple. And then they got to realize, gee, is what I have been taught a lie, and I have to do all this stuff. So that's what they're trying to get to. I think all religions try to give you peace. They normally try to indicate that, you know, some way. And 20 seconds is all that you need. And then you wonder, gee, why am I doing, you know, going to church or doing spiritual practices or whatever you are doing, because all you need is 20 seconds to bring you in peace, and then you're connected to your spirit. But they don't normally talk about your spirit, I don't think. But they just want you to be connected to something greater than you, outside of yourself, so which you can never, you know, really achieve, and you're always, you know, on the bottom of the end of doing something because you can never achieve that higher potential. And 20 seconds, you can be there with that energy. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. So this person goes on to say, these mind energy religions or spiritual practices seem to have usurped spirit, which is kind of what you're saying, and yet they seem very spiritual. And can the mind give us these powerful ecstasies, visions, and, you know, so-called spiritual experiences? And this person themselves had a big star appear to them once with a cross in the middle. And so I guess they're wondering, you know, could that possibly be from source, or is that a mind-generated
It is mind-generated. So you're on the frequency as they're watching you, and they're giving you what you want to expect, which will be some type of sensation. Remember, anything that gives you a physical sensation, seeing something, you know, some type of illusion, maybe not seeing anything before your eyes, or seeing something materialize that looks sacred to you, then that would be the dark side connecting you more stronger to that energy that you're attempting to get hooked up to. So it's just a way that they can hook you up even further. So you can tell all your friends that you maybe saw Buddha, and maybe he blessed you or touched your forehead or something, and you saw all this stuff, and now you're really committed. So, but source energy doesn't do any of that, because it can't. It's in the present moment, so there's nothing that it could even go by to give you that, because it doesn't live in the past, or it doesn't live in memories. Remember, it's bringing forth the energies that you are connecting to when you go into darkness. Source energy doesn't know anything about the past, and you have all your history there in the past. And that's why the dark side is bringing forth whatever you think would be, you know, needed for you to be given a validation of something. source energy doesn't have any of that attached to it, and it can't. There's no memories in source energy. It's just it's here in the present moment, and then it goes. Back to you. And that's why the clearings that we have on the website work, you see, because it takes your past away from you. Now, let's just say that if it did happen to judge you, okay, then it would go, oh, man, this is a great experience. The person got a lot out of this here. We better leave that with them. But then it would be judging your experiences, and you don't want to have that. But if it was doing that, that's what the dark side would do for you, something like that. But the source energy doesn't know anything. It just takes away your programs, which is separating you from your spirit. So that's why you do clearings, to get more of your spirit energy with you. Because your past is corrupted, so it takes away that energy that's corrupting you, so you can be more with your own spirit. And once you get out of the mind energy, the energy that's causing you to have your situations each day, we'll say your natal barcode energies, get that dust up off of you, then all of a sudden you start to live a little better, and you feel freer. And when you start feeling freer, then you have peace. Like I said, what you're looking for is peace. How do you get peace? You get rid of your past, because your past memories are recreating your current life that you're living. So your past and your ancestors' past are what you're really living, and that's what the dark side wants. So whatever you do will be validated for you when you're in darkness. A self-fulfilling prophecy. Source energy has none of that. Back to you.
Right, and I think that's what a lot of us run into when we try to introduce creation lightship to people we know. They say, oh, I don't feel anything or see anything, and people are used to that drama of a vision and or falling on the floor or something, you know, or instant healing or rush, some kind of rush in your body. And none of that happens when you're just connecting to source energy, and then people think nothing's happening. And all of that comes from mind energy.
Yep, it's a big trap.
Yeah. So I guess now I just wanted to wait until we got into the show a bit, and hopefully everyone who is coming on is on now. I think this is everyone's going to agree this is a wonderful announcement. Ron is going to do the Cultural Heritage Disconnection Call in September. We have a date now, and that is Saturday, September 9th, and 2016, in case you're in the future, as Ron says, listening to this on an archive. So it's Saturday, September 9th, 2016, at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Pardon? Oh, 10 o'clock. I'm sorry. Okay. 10 o'clock, 10 to 12 then, right? Pacific Standard Time.
Yep. Probably about 10:30 to 12:30.
Oh, okay. 10:30 to 12:30. And and then also the same day will be the four-hour Ascension call that Ron does. That'll be the beginning of the calls for the month of September. And the eight-hour calls for that month will be Sunday the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th. But back to the cultural heritage disconnection. Am I naming that correctly, Ron? Is that what we decided to call it?
Yeah, that sounds okay to me.
Okay, good. So we just jotted down a couple of things Ron is going to clear that day, and we'd like everyone's input. Who wants to come on the call. Ron is only asking a $20 donation, which, thank you, Ron, that's extremely generous and fair of you. So we have just a couple of issues we are recommending for Ron to clear, but we'd love all of you to send us in your suggestions for what you think should be cleared. So some of the ones we thought of were diseases and conditions, life expectancy, mannerisms, history of wars, invasions, and enslavements. So those are issues that each of us might have a little differently because we're each from different cultures, but you'll be requesting those be cleared for your culture or cultures. And, of course, Ron, you'll be tuning in a bit to see what we all need and which what our heritages are, correct?
Yeah, so if you could, if the people listening who would like to get on it, maybe give us a couple of things. I can only do so many of them. So, you know, if you have something that's an issue for you that you know about, then just send that to us, and, you know, we may get more than we could ever go through. But, you know, do send us something so we can kind of make a little list up. And then maybe when we send out the information to people, then maybe we'll have, I don't know. I'm figuring I would like to probably maybe do an issue every 10 minutes. So we'll just say for a couple hours, maybe there'll be like 12 issues. So if we can get 12 good issues going that will help people, that'd be wonderful. So everybody has been in wars from your past and stuff, and that could bring in racism and stuff, et cetera. So, and you're going to be able to also input your own stuff going on. So anyway, it'll be on Saturday the 10th before our four-hour call starting at 10:30, and it'll be a two-hour call. So.
Thank you. Yes, I think I did say the 9th. I apologize. It's the 10th. And then somehow I said the other dates correctly. That'll be the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th for the eight-hour calls for September. And there's more information about that on Ron's website, and also we'll be sending out an email on that call. Cool. Yes, thank you. Someone else wrote in. I misspoke. Sorry about that. Okay, yes, I think everyone's going to be so happy, Ron, about that call because you mentioned it a while ago and people keep writing in saying, when's it going to be? When's it going to be? So, and we'll really enjoy getting all of your input, so that'll be nice. Somebody wrote in about our last conversation. Before they found Creation Lightship, a client of theirs saw huge angels walking behind them and went out and bought an angel statue to give me as a gift.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sure, yes, and I really really understand that because I'm sure at that time everyone thought that was wonderful. Oh, you've got angels with you. That's so wonderful. And I've had people tell me things like that, too. And now we kind of, unfortunately, know better. Though that would be not good. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron, again, in case we have new listeners?
Yeah, well, I could bring forth, watch the movie with Brad Pitt. I don't know when it was, maybe 98, I think. He looked pretty young, and he was the angel of death in this movie. I can't recall what the movie was called, but he was there, and he swapped bodies with somebody to come in to become physical, and then he was hanging around this person that was going to die. And I guess the guy knew he was dying. I didn't see all of it, but basically that was it.
Oh, Meet Joe Black, it's called.
That's it, yeah.
Meet Joe Black.
Yeah. So that was the angel of death coming. And so looking at it that way, you know, it was there to take him to the Soul family down that white light tunnel. So I don't think they called him the angel of death, but that's what I would perceive it as, you know. So anyway, that's one of those programs that you could watch, and if you look at it differently, you go, wow, you know, trying to encourage the person because they're going to be dying and they got some help. Help down the rat hole. So anyway, back to you.
Wow.
So anyway, as far as angels, yeah, angels and the masters, all this stuff, those energies, may have shown up here some way for a short amount of time, maybe an hour. And then people maybe drew something, saw something. They were probably here to change something, to bring forth an energy that needed to be here, to maybe communicate a message, and then they left. And unfortunately, the people that lived through a long time, although their message came through, you know, then all of a sudden they were put on a pedestal. So you need to realize that the light doesn't necessarily communicate. It'll do it off and on. You know, you're not going to have the energy there all the time to bring forth something. So the angels, there's no such thing as angels as far as in light, because they're not here. It's the light of the dark. People say they channel angels, see angels, and everything else. Well, that could be correct. They could be seeing that, but it's not nothing from source energy. So, you know, I'll just say the angels would be something that's a creation of the darkness to entrap people here. So to a New Ager, that would be like, that's sacrilegious, you know. You can't say that, you know. But that's the case. Because that puts you into the state of praying outside of yourself, connecting to something that is not of source energy. Remember, you have it with you. So that's the basic teachings of Jesus. It's all within. The kingdom is within. And you already have it. So you just need to know how to connect to it, which is why we do the mind to heart drop. 20 seconds, you're connected. And, you know, that's the bottom line. You need to understand how to get into your own source energy of your spirit so you can feel, you know, that you are connected to something other than darkness. Otherwise, you're going to have all this mind energy and chatter coming to you. So the whole thing is, you know, basically non-judgment, being in peace. If you're not there, then you're in darkness. It doesn't matter how the messages come to you. That's where you are because there's a vocabulary going on. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. I just want to also remind people that Ron has requested that if you listen to an archive, we'd love to hear about, you know, what's on it and what you enjoyed about it or whatever. And I also want to add that I really recommend listening to the archives really strongly, because sometimes you might think, oh, I didn't get anything out of that show, or I've been listening so long, this is all becoming routine to me. But I really encourage you to listen, not only to listen to the shows, but listen again, because we only have the one light being on Earth, and he has an awful lot to share. And I feel that our conversation, Ron's conversations and things he tells us, even though sometimes, yes, things are repeated, it always gets richer and deeper, and there's always something to be gained. And I know sometimes I'll think, I didn't pay attention. I lost track there. And then I'll listen to it again and think, wow, that show was amazing. You know, it's an absolute wow. So I just wanted to say that. And as you're listening to them, and by the way, you can access them by going right to the link to BBS Radio on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a little emblem that says BBS Radio. And click on that and just scroll down, and you come to all the archives starting in 2007. There are like thousands of them in there. And they're all great. So here's an interesting question, Ron. Someone wants to know, it's kind of two questions. Do the light beings have personalities? And if so, does that mean in true light we'll have some of our personal characteristics still with us, maybe, I guess, after ascension, minus negative thoughts and emotions and all that?
I would say typically not. You're just going to be put back into your original state of non-judgment without mind energy. So you're just going to be a little ray of light, we'll say, and you're going to choose where you want to go to naturally when you go to your home base energy after ascension. But yeah, there's nothing that you're going to be bringing with as far as, you know, her story or history to your next experience. Doesn't exist, so you won't have any of that. Some of the light beings do have a slight personality only because they need to communicate in a way that will get somebody's attention. So that's the only reason. As far as I can bring them up on your monitor screen, if you want to do that tonight, you can. Have your monitor screen up, and I'll I'll clear it and take away the energy. Then we'll bring in the three energies. We have male, female, and non-gender. So I'll bring in the, we'll clear it, so I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five there. Now it, the energy should be off your screen. And it's just a light beam there with not much energy coming out of it. Okay, now we'll bring in the male energies. So I'll count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm only bringing it in so strong for you. If I count her to 100, I make your hair stand up, you know. But we got a 10 level of that here. And here we go. Let's take that away now. There, it's released. Now we're bringing the female energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you may perceive this as being a little softer. Okay? And here we go, taking this away now. And there we go, that's cleared off. And now we'll bring in the non-gender. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's a non-gender energy. So now, since you experienced the three energies, I'll bring in whatever one you're requesting now on your monitor screen. So here we go. Just request what you'd like to have. Just say it out loud. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So the light beams do, in a sense, is connect to your own spirit. And at that point, it can energize you so you feel better, you become more peaceful. And it's like giving yourself like a little booster shot with source energy. That's what they're doing. And from there, you start feeling better, and you get taken away from mind energy. And that's what happens. So people, when you put it up on your clearings, light beam comes in, and energy runs through the light beam to your spirit, into your body. Remember, your body is not your spirit. And then from there, it clears away the mental energy that's infecting your body, causing your body to have situations going on. Remember, the mind energy is the culprit. And the mind energy makes the body do things that it may not wish to do, like inventing the atomic bomb, okay? So from there, that's what happens. So you get rid of the mind energy, then you become peaceful. So what's the thing that Einstein said? You can't prepare for war to create peace or something like that, you know? I don't know the exact phrase, but you probably have seen it on bumper stickers.
Right.
So back to you, Ann.
Okay. So recently you talked about there being quite a battle with the Special Forces, again, getting rid of this huge octopus energy. And a listener wrote in to thank you for that information because they had been feeling very tired and sick for no apparent reason, and now they know it was connected to that because they're enlisted and they were probably going through that. Do you remember that, Ron? You said, I think there were male and female energy, huge octopus energies over the planet, and they were destroyed.
That's like a week to 2 weeks ago, yeah. So that was pretty intense, yes. Uh-huh.
Is there any, so there's nothing else? Okay.
That was one of the major battles that we had here. As they were trying to come in and, in a sense, take over, capture, integrate the Mao timeline. So that was... So right now, it all feels a lot more peaceful. So there's other stuff going on, but I really can't talk about it too much. But there's always something going on anyway. But right now, you should feel a little more peace than what you probably have had in the last week. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in to say that they feel much less frightened about dying because of they've done the spirit barcode removal. However, they do feel sometimes fear about aging and getting sick and having different problems. And how would you suggest they overcome those fears?
Well, first of all, you're taking on a belief system. So number one, that belief system is overriding your now moment. So you want to get off of that belief system. That's timeline crashing, basically. But you still have the fear inside of you. So you want to do a fear clearing on maybe age or death or something. And that could probably help you. Remember, whatever you have is still inside of you. So you're looking at internal stuff. If it was external, you could say, it doesn't pertain to me, you know, and walk away, Renee. But if it bothers you, then you know that you have it inside. That's why we have clearings, to get rid of that darkness of energy. And it's just mind energy. You know, what do you think of about aging? You know, you could probably write a lot about it. I imagine everybody probably could. But basically, whatever you write about is what your belief system is, what you've been told and taught, and what your memory is of that, maybe from the past. So you want to get rid of that stuff. You know, it's like, you hear about something like the flu season or whatever, then all of a sudden you're going to catch the flu because they triggered you. They gave you an implant a long time ago, and now it's activated because you heard it. Or you say, no, I'm not going to get the flu. Forget this stuff. You know, I don't live there. That's not on my timeline. I don't live in that timeline. Everybody else around you could be living in a timeline. So you need to realize that, it's what you choose to live. Are you choosing to live on a darkness timeline with mind control affecting you? That's the bottom line, you know, just cut to the chase. That's what it is. You want to get rid of it or not? You believe it? If you do, then more than likely it's going to be your self-fulfilling prophecy, and it could be your death. So look at it the way, the dark side is. They want to connect with you, and you want to do that handshake and contract with them to go through this experience. It's up to you if you want a contract. Then you're on that timeline. Other than that, you say, nope, don't want to do that. I'm not there. Relate to me, there's a storm over here across the ocean and people are dying. Okay, that's their stuff. They're on that timeline. I'm not there. I'm not going to attach to their emotional energies by watching the TV. Or, I can see it on the TV, and that's okay. They're having their experience because they chose to have that. Okay? If they didn't, they would have probably had a way to escape it, or their mindset that they're living in, for the whole group consciousness, has that mindset. So, it's up to you if you choose to tune into that and make it real for you. And a lot like what I did on one of the shows with the Fukushima thing, we talked about that. I could bring it up again. You see pictures of that or hear about it. Does that affect you still? Well, maybe you were there on a timeline. You're living here wherever you are, but maybe you're sightseeing over there. Maybe you're living there, and you had that experience. And now you see pictures, and you go, I was there. I stood in that exact spot, and it's no longer there, Well, you were there, and you had that experience. Remember, they can take you on that timeline. So you need to get off of that. If you feel like you've been somewhere or did something, then get off that timeline so they can't keep copying and pasting it into your reality. So do you live on the death timeline? Are you worried about death? Do you fear death? Find out why you're fearing it. You get rid of that energy, and then do the spirit barcode so that if you do leave here, you're going to be saved by the light. The light will take you and put you in quarantine until ascension time. That's what it's for. So that's the way to look at that. But if you do fear anything, then that's in your body. That's internally inside of you. Get rid of it. Maybe you're an accident-prone person. You go, why? I keep tripping. I keep having things happening to me. How come? Well, what timelines are you on to have this happen? Who's getting the mileage out of you hurting yourself? Okay, when did this happen to you? Maybe you got cursed by one of your ancestors a long time ago, and you keep, you know, redoing a pattern. You know, that's what the call is going to be about, basically, you know, in September, you know, on that Saturday. You know, maybe you have something going on that, you know, we might be able to help release from you. Because it's going to be about, you know, you, the race that you are, in a sense, you know, and what's connected to you, you know, with issues from the past. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. And I was wondering, as you were talking, how would doing also the death barcode removal affect someone who had these fears? Mightn't that remove some of the, you know, we've had people have extraordinary experiences doing that, I know.
Oh, yeah. The death barcode is clearing because, remember, you're born, so right away you have life here, and then you have the death barcode to take you out, so you're no longer living. So you could have three, maybe to half a dozen death barcodes on you when you had close calls with death, and that could be getting activated in you, you know. Maybe you had three or four car wrecks, and each car wreck, you know, affected your neck with a whiplash or something. And you go, man, I hope I don't get the next one coming up here. Well, you get rid of those death barcodes. So, you know, there's all different types of ways that you can help yourself out. But the death barcodes are to take you out. That's what they're there for. And it weakens you each time you have something going on with you. So do the death barcodes. If you want to know how many you have, just send me an email. And I can tell you how many you have. If you have done some in the past, maybe you're just listening now, you know, you got away from us, and now you're listening, and you haven't heard the program for 2 years, and you did your death barcodes 2 years ago, and you go, gee, I wonder if I have any on me now, you know? And now you're a little bit worried. So it doesn't cost you any more to go in there to do it. Just get the codes up. And, you know, send me an email and say, Ron, you know, you know, when I talked to you 2 years ago, I had five. I cleared them. Felt great. But now I feel like something's lurking, you know. Do I have any? And I can say, yeah, maybe you got two more on, you know. Or you wouldn't, you know, if you do have two, that would mean that you maybe had one, we'll just say 6 months ago, typically. That would be one of them. It's still with you. Okay. And maybe you got one, you know, coming up in 2 years. So I'll pick out what you have that's kind of active. So it'll be the past and what's going to be in the future. And you clear those out of you. So I'm not just looking at your future death barcodes. I'm looking at how many you have since you have that clearing, if you did it, you know, back at the get-go. Now, if you're brand new and you go, shit, death barcodes, what the heck's that, you know? Now I'm a little concerned, and how many do I have? Well, you know, I might say, well, you got eight of them. You go, oh, man, yeah, I can remember that, you know. When I was, 8 years of age, you know, I was playing baseball, and the ball hit me in the head, and I got a concussion. And, yeah, and I kind of remember, you know, something else happened to me. I was going to step off a curb, and a car almost ran over me. Well, that's another one. And oh, man, you know, this happened and that happened. Well, he could have eight of those situations. They're trying to take you out. And then they'll start making timelines on that to take out more energy out of you, especially if it was a scary situation, you know. We'll talk about the death situation. So here you are, you're a really brave person, right? And you go, man, I'm going to go up in an airplane and jump out of that airplane. And, you know, they tell me how I got to pull the cord here at a certain thing. It's automatic. I don't do it or whatever. And, you know, and you have your little watch on, and it's telling you maybe how high you are and about when the parachute should open up. And you're having a great time, and all of a sudden it gets to that certain, whatever that, you know, footage would be from the ground, right? And it doesn't open up. And you go, uh-oh. So now you go, well, I got a death barcode, you know? And maybe it's set wrong, and it opens up, you know, 500 feet after that. And then it opens up, and you go, oh, man. Well, now you got that fear, that adrenaline rush, thinking you're going to be hitting the ground and go splat, okay? So, you know, that could be one like that, too. And so you're going through your death process thinking about, oh, man, I should have, you know, gave my dog his dog treats before I left. I forgot to do that, and, you know, I forgot to do this, that, and the other, and, oh, man, I plan to do something in 2 weeks. I should have did that. And you have all this stuff, your whole life flashing before your eyes because that cord didn't work. Maybe it broke off or something when you pulled it, you know. And now you're on the way down. And so, you know, you got all that to deal with. And that's all timelines that they're making for you. They're giving you all those thoughts about what you should have done. And then all of a sudden, you're saved by the parachute. But you experienced, you know, almost like a death experience. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, and I just want to remind everybody that once you purchase the death barcode clearing, or if you already have, Ron has given us a whole other clearing we can do, which is to remove depression barcodes. So what you do is once you've cleared your death barcodes through the whole thing, there's a couple of steps there on the page. After your name, you write in remove depression barcodes and do the same thing. And there, Ron pretty much said, keep going with that, right, Ron, that we have a lot of depression barcodes that we need to clear.
Yeah, and take that and put it into your unlimited version on your whole lifetime clearings on what you come up with and clear that out of those bodies also. So, you know, it's a way to keep using the clearings to get more mileage out of them.
Right.
So,
and so,
go ahead.
Well, you also gave us for all of our whole life clearings to redo them, our whole life, and put in remove bondage from shackles and also remove the vortexes. So, for instance, if you've done your whole life emotional clearing, go in and run it whole life again with those words after your name. Remove bondage from shackles, remove vortexes. So, but what exactly were you saying about the depression barcode part, Ron? Are you saying we should also put in, say, in our emotional body whole life clearing depression barcodes? I didn't quite understand what you meant there.
You can try that and just see if that gives you a little more mileage on it, because depression is the main thing. That would probably be the main underlying energy here, you know, after you go through situations and more situations and more situations and, you know, you lose hope, then that's what they're giving you is depression. And so that would be when you're at the very end of everything, with all of the stuff being piled on you, then you go into depression because you lost hope. We do have a hope clearing on the website, so that could also catapult you out of depression. But and I think we got a depression clearing too. But depression, you may want to put that into that one particular clearing in order to help you out with extra stuff, because they'll keep making all of your situations turn into depression. So whatever you're doing, if it was a situation, the very end of it, maybe miles down the road, will be depression. It will cause and activate depression in you. Hopefully you're not that far down the rat hole, but some people are. So, you know, normally you try to catch yourself, before you hit rock bottom. So normally, that's when you have the depression, because you give up hope. Back to you.
Okay, and if you'd like Ron to tell you how many death barcodes you have, Ron's email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. If you have a question or comment or testimonial for the show, or you want to write in about archives or suggestions for the new healing call that Ron's going to do, those get sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or all that could also be sent through the fast chat on the BBS radio station page. One other announcement, I always like to remind everybody that tomorrow night's show, also on BBS radio, is a really terrific one to be on live, because Ron bilocates us all to Creation Lightship, where we get to experience source energy and request physical healing from the wonderful light beings. So I hope everyone can come on that show tomorrow night, BBS Radio Station 2 at 7 p.m. Pacific time, just like tonight. Okay, I have a question here, Ron, about healings. Once you've done your whole life healing and you have it unlimited, you can keep updating it. So I know one listener wrote in brilliantly that every Sunday she updates her healings. I think that's such a great idea. So this person's asking, if we can do that and keep ourselves clear, why do we need to use the incident box?
Oh, okay. The incident box is if somebody triggers you, pushes one of your buttons, or finds a button that you have suppressed. And, you know, maybe this here is from your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, and this button is there. And that button happened to deal with how maybe he stepped on a sharp stick and it went through his foot. And you don't know anything about this person and anything else. And all of a sudden, somebody calls you up. They go, oh, man, I stepped on this sharp stick and it went through my foot and I got blood everywhere and it hurts. And you're my best friend. Can you come and pick me up and take me to the emergency room so I can have it looked at? So what does that do to you? Your great-great-great-great-grandfather, or how many greats there was, that now is activated in you. So now it's on the surface because you're dealing with it, not to yourself but to somebody else. So that now is in your reality. So now what you'd put in there is, you know, stepping on a stick hurting your foot because that is what your experience is, even though, you know, a friend of yours is doing that. And now what could that do, you know? Maybe you don't like seeing blood all over the place. So now you got to pick the person up and you say, oh, God, got blood. And I don't like blood. You know, you say, can you please put your, you know, wrap your leg in maybe in a plastic bag? I'm allergic to seeing blood. You don't know why, but you remember in your DNA, you know, maybe that person bled to death because of that stick in his foot, you know? So now you got a blood issue, bleeding out, you know, and that's, so now that's on your plate. Okay? So is that going to happen to you? Stepping on a stick? Well, maybe, maybe not. But something could happen related to that. And maybe it's a blood issue that you're dealing with. So that's why you put that incident in that box. So you can clear that. So you're getting off of those timelines. You clear so you're not going to be put on timelines. Now, if you're dreaming about that and the person had a, instead of having a bag around their foot, they had their white towel and it's all red, in your car, and you're now freaking out because the blood's going to stain your carpet or something, which is probably a normal reaction. But, you know, from there, now you have that all imprinted. You saw it. Now it's in your reality. You go, oh, man, and you're going to be dreaming about it. Get off those timelines now. The aliens are right there taking notes. Oh, person reacted here, reacted there. Oh, that's the DNA. Make sure that gets activated. Maybe there's Aunt Harriet, only two lifetimes back, you know, removed from you. So maybe that happened to her. Maybe something happened to her body where she has a cut. So that's kind of what happens. So you need to put that incident in that box. So the aliens want to find out, you know, what pushes your buttons, puts you on timelines, and that's why you go in there and you write that incident in, to get it released from you. So releasing something that you know about that's causing you problems or that will cause you problems. You want to get off that timeline. You want to clear that energy out of you. That's why you did the whole lifetime one to begin with. It took away everything that's on the surface that you experienced up to that point. Remember, you have, you know, zillions of timelines, zillions of experiences because you don't know how many thoughts you have a day. Just think of how many lifetimes your ancestors have with all those thoughts each day. And they're all there inside of you. Back to you.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. And someone else wrote in, thank you. I missed that Ron said to put depression in after the whole life healing, so I'll be doing that now. And someone else wrote in, I have been doing this for 2 months. It seems to help me feel less despair and not as scared when hearing news or learning of alien agenda items.
Yeah, they got lots of items.
And somebody wrote in that you offered it, as they recall, because the aliens have agendas and they're planning harmful things for us down the line. So I guess, once again, thank you, Ron. So another, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what they do, so yeah.
Yeah. Another wonderful free healing you gave us is the use of space holders. So somebody wrote in, I have an issue with my spirit not being in my feet. Would the space holders work if I write space holders in feet?
Okay, that's a very good question. Well, number one, the space holders are not going to do anything for you for healing. So if you put space holders completely in your whole body, so you wouldn't want the aliens to attach to you, your spirit would be in certain locations, but we'll just say that you have 10% of you, of your spirit in your body, and the other 90% is with the alien agenda, causing timelines and everything else, and problems and DNA distortions and whatever you're dealing with, okay? Because remember, it has to go into your cellular memory, so you're not there, but something else is. So by putting space holders in there, that means that 90% of your body would never have a healing. Won't have aliens there. Alien agendas, you know, if you can get the stuff released, you just have to release it first and then bring in the space holders. But basically, you won't have any healing. So you need to bring your spirit into your body, you know, in your feet or in your legs or whatever your problem is. It has to be in there to give your body a healing. You only use that space holder clearing, you know, to help yourself in locations that you're clearing out, and you got it cleared out, and your spirit maybe is no longer there because, you know, it got lost or abducted. So it can stay there. The space holders you can keep with yourself. But you want to bring in more of your spirit to the other location. So kind of like think of your spirit, you're kind of going to be stretching it out, even though it's not going to be full potency like it used to be, you know, a long, long, long time ago. So just kind of think of it that you're going to be stretching this thing out like a rubber band, and it's going to go into your body, even though it may not be 100% in there, at least it's there. Once it's there, you claim the space. And if you, you know, need some help, you could bring in space holders. But you got to have your spirit with you in order to have a healing. Hopefully that makes sense to you. So the space holders are only there to keep the darkness from invading you. And then maybe your spirit might come back. Maybe you're going to do a clearing and it got kicked out of your body because you're in fear of something. And that something may have been your right elbow. So your spirit goes, ah. That energy is blocked there in the right elbow because of fear, and I'm out of here. I can't live there any longer. So now it's waiting somewhere, and now you do the fear clearing, and well, lo and behold, that went away from you, and now your spirit can come in. Or maybe it just can't come in there, but the space holders are there. Then it can come back in if it can see you, find you, and go back to where it needs to be, where it left. So just think of your spirit as being a little piece of you. You know, kind of like your, I guess in a sense like a sand castle, you know, and all the sand makes up you, and how much are you missing of that, of your spirit? But the space holders can hold the space. That's why you have them. So, back to you.
I remember, I don't know how long ago this was, but a listener wrote in that, you know, you've given us the wonderful tool of saying, I now increase my life force energy once we have our spirits in our bodies. And this listener will say, for instance, I now increase my life force energy in my feet. What do you think of that, Ron?
Perfect. Perfect. Yep. Remember, you're doing a command, and you're commanding that life force energy, which is actually your spirit energy, that's the only place you're going to get life force energy from. Your body has its own energy system, but you're increasing your spirit energy and, you know, giving the command to go there. So that's a wonderful idea. And remember, you might lose part of your spirit from your body for some reason. Maybe somebody's, you know, doing a spell on you, and they're working with your body. They can also work with your spirit, but maybe they're only working with your body. So now your spirit can come in and reattach to your body. So your spirit of your body left in a certain place, your little finger, and all of a sudden you command your spirit to come in to assist your body with your little finger, and it can do that. So back to you.
We'll try to get her back. I think we just lost her. Here we go. I'm bringing her back now.
So that's doing the life force energy, and now increase my life force energy is very, very, very good. So you may want to do that, you know, whenever you choose to. You can move your hands around if you like. I do that at expos at times. You first start off with your palm of your hands in front of you, and you kind of feel your life force energy, kind of moving back and forth a little bit, you know, maybe three or four times to actually sample the energy. Then you hold them still, and then you just say, now increase my life force energy. Move your hands further apart, maybe 6 inches to a foot, and then come in slowly, and you're going to notice that all of a sudden you have more energy. And then do it again. Say, now increase my life force energy. Once your hands are all the way out alongside of you, which could take, I'd probably say at the most 5 times, then you can do it maybe 10 times, 20 times, and you're going to feel really energized. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann. We'll see how things are going in your neck of the woods there and what we need to add for to help people out here.
Well, I was just reminded, as you were reviewing the Life Force Energy tool, that in case you're new, again, Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and at the top, under the listings at the top, on the green bar, it says, experience sample healings for the past 5 days, and that's a wonderful clearing to do. And then there's a drop-down box. Click here for more audio samples. Please avail yourself of all of those, including the last one on the list there is increase your life force energy. So you can hear a recording of Ron going through exactly how to do the life force energy. You can also do the mind-to-heart drop with Ron anytime by clicking on the mind-to-heart drop. So sometimes I know people have felt frustrated. I know I should be doing the mind-to-heart drop, but I can't, or it's not working, or just when I need it the most, you know, I feel like I can't do it. So you can listen to that anytime you want for free right on Ron's website. Okay. So I think it's pretty much time to say goodbye, Ron. I will just announce again that Ron is going to be at the Expo in New York City. It's called the New Life Expo, October 21st through 23rd at the New York Hotel, Pennsylvania. And they have a website, newlifeexpo.com. You can check all of that out. And it's time for you to do now the mind-to-heart drop, Mom, Ron, for everybody.
Hey, so here we go, everybody, that you should be doing all the time. Remember, you're still probably in peace right now, and you may not feel too much, but when the show ends, and maybe tomorrow when you want to get more centered, be in the present moment, then you can do this. And I recommend every hour now if you can, and just give it a try and just see how it is. You can whisper it if you like. Remember, 20 seconds is not a long time to do something. So here we go. So first thing you want to do is you want to say out loud, or whisper, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. I'm going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. And so now you're going to be in peace and try to think. You won't be able to think. If you've been doing it a lot, you still will have a body consciousness, and that will actually talk to you with your spirit in communication. You're not going to really hear words, but you're going to know what to do. there'll be a knowing more than a verbal command. And so this is where you are when you become creative. So, blessings, everybody. Thank you. Tomorrow our program is going to be on Saturday night, Station 2, same time that we're on now. We'll go into the light shift then. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks.